This is North Shore Today for Friday, August 18, 2017. Ariana McNeil writes in today's Salem News, the eclipse is only days away, and if North Shore residents haven't purchased their special viewing glasses by now, they're probably out of luck. Both the Beverly and Danvers libraries have given away all of their free pairs, and many major retailers no longer have the glasses in stock. The total solar eclipse, which will peak between 2:40 and 2:50 p.m. Monday on the East Coast, will be only about 60-70% viewable in this region. But that hasn't stopped people from buying recommended eyewear for the spectacle. Watching the eclipse can damage a person's eyes otherwise. The only safe time is during the totality of the eclipse, when the moon completely blocks the sun, according to the American Astronomical Society. During all other times, the AAS and NASA recommend special viewing glasses that block out the sun's harmful effects. And finding those glasses has become a problem. At the libraries, Beverly had 400 pairs donated by the Friends of the Library. They began passing them out Monday morning. The glasses were gone within 3 hours, according to Martha Morgan, who works in the Children's Library and Reference section. In Danvers, the library had 150 free pairs of glasses to give away. More on the story written by Ariana McNeil in today's Salem News. A Salem State professor shares some thoughts on next week's eclipse. Bill Newell has that story.
Rick, as you well know, the last time there was a total solar eclipse, it occurred in the United States in 1979. That's when Nahant's Luke Conlon was only a year old. Matt Demers writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn, quote, that maybe that's why I enjoy space so much, he said. The Salem State University physics professor will be hosting an eclipse viewing open to the public at the top of Meyer Hall on Monday when the solar eclipse is set to begin. An eclipse takes place when two heavenly bodies, such as the moon or a planet, moves into the shadow of another heavenly body. There are two types of eclipses on Earth, an eclipse of the moon and the eclipse of the sun, as defined by the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA. Conlon said that we will be seeing a partial eclipse where the moon will be covering the sun for just a few hours, causing everything to get a little dark. The eclipse will occur at about 1:30 p.m. and will peak at around 2:45 p.m., according to Conlon, and should be over by about 4 p.m. An eclipse usually occurs about two times a year, said Conlon. However, we cannot see it, making this one special for those invested in an out-of-this-world experience. Not to be confused with a total eclipse, the moon will cover only about 60% of the sun. Preparing to see the celestial magic, the 39-year-old decided to host the party at Salem State University due to the discussion among interested students, but he said the greatest vantage point will be the High Rock Tower in Lynn. It's one of the highest places on the North Shore, he said. He also noted that specific viewing glasses must be used to look into the sky. You can also build an eclipse viewing station with two thin pieces of cardboard. Viewing glasses can be purchased online or in stores such as Walmart, Best Buy, Toys R Us, and many other retail chains, according to eclipse.aas.org. Conlon purchased his Mead glasses online through Walmart, but warned those interested in buying a pair, especially last minute, to check the quantity and avoid being trapped into buying a knockoff pair for a cheap price. There's much more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All right, very good, Bill. Thank you, sir. The Salem News is reporting that a noisy weekend lies ahead for Beverly residents, along with those in Gloucester and Manchester-by-the-Sea who live along the MBTA right-of-way. To prepare for the installation of infrastructure for the federally mandated positive train control system, PTC Systems Integrator and Saldo STS USA, Inc., will be drilling rock along the Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority's rail line this weekend. The T said high noise levels can be expected caused by equipment necessary to do the work. The drilling work is scheduled to take place from about 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. It is expected it could take approximately 2 days to complete this work. The work will take place along the Newburyport-Rockport line in two areas. In Beverly, from the vicinity of the Beverly Drawbridge near Congress Street to the Beverly Depot Commuter Rail Station at 100 Rantoul Street, from the Manchester-by-the-Sea Station at 40 Beach Street to the vicinity of Route 128 in Gloucester. PTC technology can improve safety and reduce human error by its ability to automatically control train speeds and even stop the train in certain situations, should the operator fail to do so, to avert possible collision or derailment. More on this story in both the Gloucester Times and the Salem News today. Gail McCarthy writes in today's Gloucester Times, Barry Pett of the Gloucester Fund, which raises money for Gloucester's two summer fireworks displays, finds the fireworks fund far short of what is needed for the annual Free Labor Day and Schooner Festival weekend show. To date, he has approximately $10,000 of the needed $25,000. He made the discovery in the wake of last week's successful Rockport fireworks display, which he helped Rockporters Susan and Tim Collins put together. He's quoted as saying, to do the fireworks the right way and the Boulevard concert, we raised $25,000. The bulk of the money is for the level of fireworks that he has voluntarily overseen for the past 25 years. The concert on Stacy Boulevard, which takes place before the annual boat parade of lights and afterward leading up to the fireworks and after the fireworks, amounts to a few thousand dollars. Pett said he was made aware by some regular donors that this year there appears to have been an issue with the annual mailings, and then in part that has led to the shortage. More on this story written by Gail McCarthy in today's Gloucester Times. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with a North Shore Sports Update. Well, the North Shore Baseball League Championship Series gets extended as the Swampscott Sox stay alive. Facing elimination last night in Swampscott, they pulled off a 4-3 extra inning win over the Kingston Night Owls. Kingston leads the series now 3-2. Game number 6 will be tonight at 8 o'clock at Haverhill Stadium. If a 7th game is forced by the Swampscott Sox, it will be played Sunday evening in Swampscott at 6:30. Salem State softball has a new head coach. She is Ariel LaRosa, former head coach at Wheelock College, played softball at St. Mary's in Lynn, and is a native of Saugus. Today marks the 50th anniversary of the beating of Tony Conigliaro. We'll have a special post up on our website later on today at msonewsports.com.